I'm inspired by the Holy Spirit at the opening of this service to make sure that everyone listening to me online is baptized with the Holy Spirit. I was impressed and inspired by the Holy Ghost to make sure, because prior to tonight teaching, we're going to have to pray in the Spirit for a moment. We were praying prior to the service, and the Spirit of God says, tell men and women they cannot hear my voice in the flesh. It's impossible. And so we want to make sure everyone prepared for the message tonight. It's a life-changing message. It's going to change the body of Christ. So we are, and some of y'all come down here in front of me here. Come over here. We're going to minister a message that is dear to God's heart. And he's going to make some changes in your life, your vision. You're going to live beyond the American dream. The scriptures is way above the American dream. There's some things God wants you to have. Nobody can block it. And so tonight, I'm glad you tuned in. We'll be helped. I know many of you are filled with the Holy Spirit, but we want to make sure that you're baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I think the "and fire" is a yearning for more and more of God and his ways of doing things in the Spirit. I think spiritual altitude and spiritual gratitude is part of the fire. So if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit tonight, I pray, if you're saved, if you're not saved, you get saved, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in your heart, you're in your lead, you're after, but I just want to make sure that you repent and ask Jesus to come in your heart. If you're not saved, you might just be watching me. You might just be watching me. And I don't know, the Holy Spirit inspired me. So if you need to get saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, you can do both of them. It's simple. Father, I recognize I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin. I believe Jesus Christ is the Savior, and I invite Jesus to come in my heart in Jesus' name. And then I ask you, Father, and those of you who are saved, now you can ask you, Father, to baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire. You can just say it like that. I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to help me tonight, because there's so much on my heart for you tonight. And there's so many changes about to take place in your life tonight. I'm changing. I'm changing moment by moment. There's something happening in these times in the spirit realm that y'all have been preparing me for over 40 years. I sense it. I could feel his presence. Here at Word of Life Christian Center, we who gather here, and I asked him to go through the lines tonight, to go through the lines to different homes, different hearts, different places, that we may hear, see, and understand. We're going to hold our Bibles up in a few moments. I want you to find a Bible in your house. I don't want no iPad. I don't want no phone. Lift it. If you got a phone, just don't lift it. I want a B-I-B-L-E lifted. That's a reason for that. We got to stop this takeover from the spirit world to the secular world. Those of you, if you pray that prayer, you're saved. Now there's a language come with that, being filled with the Holy Spirit. You're not going to understand it completely, but I'm going to start praying in a few moments. And from praying in the Spirit, if you're ready, it'll come right on you. That broken syllable, just speak it. And those of you who feel, I want y'all to pray, because we're about to go to another altitude in the Spirit. It doesn't matter to me what day it is, Tuesday, Thursday. Every day is a big day to me in the Spirit. So the things that I have to teach you, I can't hold them till Sunday. So that's why I'm glad you tune in. I'm going to teach them to you tonight. But I want you, before we hold our Bible, get that Bible in your hand and start praying in the Spirit for a few minutes. I explained to those who don't know, we praying in the spirit. Got the Lord permission. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight for the assignment that you've given us. We know we can't carry it out without your presence. So we welcome your presence and your glory, your mercy and your grace upon this house and upon all the houses that are listening, places where people are. We thank you for every person who tuned in. It's a special night in our life. Many things are going to be changed by your power and your glory, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hold your Bibles up in homes. I ask you to hold your Bible wherever you are. This is my Bible. This is God speaking to me. I will hear. I will see. And I will understand what the Spirit is saying to the church today. As a matter of fact, I will be in the Spirit tonight to receive revelation knowledge, understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Luke chapter 5. Luke Gospel chapter 5. And just hold it there. We'll begin in a minute. I have to prelude some things before we start. There's a few questions I have to ask you on behalf of the Father. He told me to tell you this prior to teaching this message. If you by any means, when I begin to teach this message, to think that this message is not important or not for you, you will know why your life do not have full joy and manifestation. So the message has something to do with your life having full joy and manifestation. And then he said to me, tell them prior to reading the text, get ready to take many prayers and confession off the wall and watch them fulfill. By the way, there's some things you've been praying about. There's some things you've been confessing. You'll be able to take them down. They will fulfill almost instantly and automatically because of something you're about to add on to your life tonight that Satan deceptively have robbed the body of Christ of the importance of what we're about to deal with tonight. So he says that you get ready to take many prayers and confession off the wall and watch them be fulfilled almost instantly. The second part of this vision is equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, right? A vision given to me 47 years ago, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. Now, the questions are, you might want to write them down and answer them. Are you a vessel that God can use? Only you can answer that question. The second question is, are you ready to move in the fullness of your life. Are you ready? Evangelism has something to do with that. Are you ready to move in the fullness of your life? The third question is going to be questionable, but yet it's real. What if I, in one night, show you what is blocking your prayer and your confession? They're not getting through like they should. Because once God gets an order and you don't follow it, he can't fully answer you. And then here's another question. Is it possible for a spiritual revelation to start in your life tonight that will make you so happy, no matter what's going on around you? Luke chapter 5 is a backdrop from Luke chapter 4. And in order to understand the importance of what Luke chapter 5 is going to tell us, let's look in Luke 4, 40. You're going to see some things that are important. In Luke 4, 40, it says, "Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him," him meaning Jesus. Who did bring them to him now? He said, "Jesus?" Yeah, but Jesus had representative. They're supposed to be able to bring them to you. All right? Are you following me? Yeah, he said, "The work that I do," didn't he say that? All right, they brought him to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them. How many? Every one of them. Verse 40. See, you're not going to be ready for chapter 5 if you don't understand. "And heal them. And devils also came out of many." Come out, you devil. "Crying out and saying, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffering them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ." Good to know him, isn't it? Even if you're a devil, it's good to know him. "And when it was day," Jesus, we're talking about Jesus, "he departed and went to a desert place. And the people sought him." Why they sought him? Miracle, sign, people, family member got delivered. "And came unto him and stayed him that he should not depart from them." They wanted him to stay with them. "And he said unto them, I must preach." Now I got to go. Just like you got to go. Mm-hmm. We got to go from here. We got to go from the stagnation that the body of Christ been in. We got to go under the supposed to be salvation because we sent missionaries to another country. Mm-hmm. What about the fellow down the street?
Right.
What about the fella or girl you meet in the store that don't know Jesus?
Uh-huh.
And you wearing no anointing and no concern. You just want your little package you come and pick up. That has to stop. We have to be in tune and ready for the Holy Ghost to use us
right,
as a commission from God to win souls to the kingdom. Most people don't even know how. They don't even not concerned about it. So let me read some more. "And he said to them, I must preach." Now that "I must preach," you see that? "I must preach." You better write down on your note, "I must witness."
Yep.
That means you, every person on the sound of my voice, you are a preacher. Every person, lay, you are a preacher. You have a message to declare about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities. I can't stay here in these four walls." That's what you want. You want to set up a church. "Also, for therefore am I sent." And he preaching the Son of God of Galilee. So that's the setup. That's the background we're going into Luke 5. And we equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. And we said, are you a vessel that the Lord can use? Now, I was talking to a man today, and I saw something. And then the Lord, I knew why the Lord showed it to me and showed it to us. The American dream is false. The American dream is false. It's a setup for special people. You'll never get there. As a Christian, you'll never see the so-called American dream. But there's something that can't be blocked from you. There's something that is higher than the American dream, and that is the vision of God. Write that down, the vision of God.
Right.
So your aim, from this night forward, is to fulfill the vision of God, and you will surpass the American dream. And I'll talk about that some more later. In chapter 5, verse 1, it says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, upon Jesus, to hear the word of God. Look at his pressing. Look what they want to hear. The word of God. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Jesus is about ministering to people. If you are not ministering to people, you are not about Jesus. The church have got so selfish, she ministering to herself with Jesus' stuff and not carrying out his commission. It's a pulpit problem. Because the people will go if you send them. If you equip them. As these messages are going to do, there will be an outbreak all over the world of people winning people to Christ from these messages. The people just want to hear, tell me what God wants me to do. Show me how to do it. And there are many people willing to go. So as Jesus is about ministering to people. If you're not about ministering to people, you just want to minister to yourself and to your family and to your pocketbook, you're out of order.
That's right.
You're out of order.
That's
okay.
Absolutely right.
Look at that in the first verse. Can you see in the first verse? And it came to pass that the people press upon him to hear the word of God. That's ministry, isn't it? All right, I'm going to take it down and then I'm going to start giving you some principles of work. Matter of fact, I might better give you this one. In this text, what are you going to do? He will demonstrate to you what he do or what he do or what he does.
What he does.
What he does and how to do it. He will demonstrate to you what he does in the first three verses of Luke 5 and how to do it. Verse 2. And saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their net. Listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Your empty nets in your life are about to be washed.
Come on.
The things that you are supposed to do with the nets are about to be revealed to you. Finally, the nets can't handle what's coming in. Are you following me? Yeah. For when you're busy about the Father's business, he gets busy about your business. All right?
That's right.
So washing empty nets, you see him washing empty nets. Many in the body of Christ tonight are praying, confessing, singing, praising, worshiping, but their lives are empty nets. The joy, the peace, the victory, the blessing, the abundance that God wants them to live in, they can't get there because they skipped a step. My job is to minister to you this which the church have at large left out. Witnessing, telling somebody else what happened to you. Knowing at all times, no matter where you are, what happened to me can happen any minute to somebody else.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Someone said, Jesus has no legs. Jesus has no arm. Jesus has no feet but your feet. Jesus has no mouth today but your mouth. And he's looking for somebody to speak and walk and talk on his behalf. That person will have no needs. That person will have no wants. That person will blow the America dream out of the water. So here's he demonstrating. Fishermen were going out of them and washing their net, the third verse. He entered into one of the ships Jesus did, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and began to witness. That's all about. See? Now the question is asked, can I use you? Can I use your ship?
Yes, sir.
Can I use your tabernacle? Can I use your body?
Yes.
To minister to people out of your ship.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, Jesus. Somebody say, ooh, Jesus. Yeah. Are you available for me to use you as I use that ship?
Come on,
sir. I want to minister through you. Yes, like I minister out of that ship. I want you to become my ship.
Wow.
On earth, my vessel, that at any moment I can tap you on the shoulder and say, that woman right down that aisle, go ask her, do she know me? And let the Holy Spirit help you. See, there's three major weapons. I had Chantel outline the day from the dead. There's three major weapons you have. You have, write them down, the Word of God going to be there with you.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit going to be there with you. And the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Brother, those three can get you anywhere, get anybody saved, and stop anything.
That's right.
The Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and the name of Jesus can get anybody anywhere converted. So Jesus demonstrated in verse 1, 2, and 3 how he want us to be witnesses. How he want to use us. When he sat down and talked to people out of the ship. Let me see, can I say it simple? He won't talk to the people out of your ship.
Yes.
The next time you go to the store, recognize you're a ship. The next time you go to the beauty parlor, recognize you're a ship. The next time you go to the bank, recognize you're a ship. The next time you go to work, recognize you're a ship. And Jesus want to talk to somebody out of you.
Come on, sir.
Yes. Glory.
Because we haven't got to the good part.
Come on.
When Jesus used your ship, he don't want to use it for nothing.
Come on, sir.
There's a lot of things that you're trying to get and a lot of places you're trying to go, your ship can't make it. Because it's not properly used where you're at. Once you use that ship right, the other things you're looking for are going to show up.
Yes. Wow.
You're going to be overwhelmed with blessings. The priority of this message tonight, and I'm glad so many tune in, the priority of this message tonight, you're going to have to dust that Bible off, and you're going to have to be aware that you don't have to go to people's house and knock on their doors, that they're going to come to you.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You walking in a shopping center, and the person asks you, you know where this store at? You ever been to this store? They're not looking for no store, baby. They're looking for Jesus. And then you all on the map trying to, you go around here, you turn left. I've been there twice. The Lord set you up. We missing an opportunity. Be blessed. See, from this night forward, you're going to know that you're the ship that Jesus won't set on.
Yes, sir.
And tell people about himself. Nothing else matter. What?
Yeah.
No, that place you was going by, it doesn't matter.
It does not matter. Wow.
Now, it says, verse 4. Now, when he left speaking, see, you know he was speaking, right?
Yes.
And he had used that man's ship, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Oh, y'all can't miss this now. Y'all, we're about to go into something here now. See. Now when he had left speaking, I see healing right now. I see miracles.
Yes,
I see signs. I see wonders. I see blind eyes opening.
Yes.
Yeah, I see people getting out of wheelchairs right now. If they can get a hold of what the Spirit of God is saying to the body of Christ on a Tuesday night. I see lame men walking.
Come on.
I see people who have cancer and different diseases.
On,
and I see people who have lumps on their faces and on their bodies falling off.
Come on, sir.
Because this will cause it to fall off. He's still a miracle working God if he can get to use your strength.
Come on, sir. That's right.
Somebody surrendered on this line and said, "Oh, he's talking to me." You better watch out. The blessing about to overtake you. Now, when he left speaking, verse 4, he said unto Simon, who is Simon? Simon is the one who let him use his ship. Simon is the one he became responsible for. Simon didn't pray for nothing.
Wow, come on.
There are things you're praying for you don't need to be praying for. The reason we got to pray so much and ask for so much is because we have blocked it ourselves by being lazy and unconcerned about people who are lost.
Come on.
Simon didn't say nothing to him. Look at verse 4. He said something to Simon. He said in a sermon, launch out into the deep.
That's good.
Let down your net, your business about to change.
Hallelujah.
Your income about to change. If you're gonna work for me, I'm gonna make it more easier for you on the other end.
Yes, sir.
Your struggle have been deafness. Your struggle have been ignoring my plan for your life. Literally, you can touch people that we can't touch because of your talent. I'm talking to my granddaughter. You can touch people that people come around you to because you hit the ball. But that's not the only reason you have you hitting the ball. That's not the only reason you caught the ball. It's for you to get in the dugout and tell that little girl next to you, you know, Jesus helped me caught that ball.
Yeah.
And you know you can have him in your life.
Yep. That's right. Yes, sir.
And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, because you got involved, watch out, in my evangelism,
yeah.
I'm about to take your business to another level. I'm about to take your life to business people. Y'all better hear me. Hey, 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 business people. Trying to be in business. Listen, listen to me. Look what happened to this man. This man's business was gone down. The cart took nothing, but he let Jesus use his ship. Will you let Jesus use your ship? Everybody on the sound of my voice has a ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, I'm not through with you yet. I'm never through with you when you do what I ask you to do. Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. What?
Yeah, for a draw. Yes, sir.
Simon answered, said unto him, Master, woo, woo, the body of Christ been toiling in such a situation because of not seeking to win souls personally.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about no group. I'm not talking about getting a no group up together. And go. No, I'm talking about one-on-one.
Yes, sir.
Simon answered, said unto him, Master, it's been hell out here. We used everything we knew how to use, and we still ain't got nothing. And some people under the voice, that's what's going on. We have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, tonight, I'm talking to you now, tonight, I hear apostolic government.
Come on.
I hear the book of Acts.
Yes.
The book of Acts has no amen.
Come on.
The book of Acts is still going, the work that I do, you should do. The book of Acts is still going on. The book of Acts is not an ending book. We are living in the book of Acts now.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm saying, the Bible is no good if it's just about Simon.
Yes, sir. That's right. Mm.
Wow. That's right.
You got to let the Holy Spirit make it real to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
You got to know you got a ship. You got to know you got some things that are not working in your life because you're not about the Father's business. It's time to be about the Father's business.
Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 5 again. And Simon answered said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. And have taken nothing. But look at the ship here now. Here's the ship. If you hear me tonight, if you can run a parallel revelation, if you can let the Holy Spirit take this text and talk to you personally tonight and not be selling or set, but on the cutting edge, saying, oh, I'm gonna let the Lord use me. I got the Word of God, I got the Holy Spirit. And I got the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God Almighty. He's not sending me by myself. I got the Word of God.
Word of God.
I got the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
And I got the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
To help me do what God has assigned me to do.
Yes,
you listen?
Yes.
We're talking about equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. We're not just talking the Word of Life Christian Center. I'm saying as an apostle, I'm sent to the world. Those who listen to me, even not members of this church, but the Lord is ministering to them because they're connected.
Yes.
Everything about to change.
Yes.
Your health,
yes.
Your wealth, your wisdom, your family, your peace, your joy, your grace, everything about to change.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a trick of Satan.
Yes.
To get us to leave out the man course. We've just been eating salad and dessert.
Come on, sir.
The entree is before you tonight.
Yes.
The spiritual entree. People will be asking you, they'll say, what happened to your life? Why are you changing so much? Why are you acting like you're so free?
Come on, sir.
I mean the Father's will. Watch what happened. He said, nevertheless, in verse 5, at thy word I will let down the net. Letting down the net. Letting the net down. Write it down. I'm letting the net down. Write it down. I like it. The Holy Ghost working with me. I'm letting the net down. And I'm going to catch every soul I can catch. I'm going to catch everything that moves. And I'm going to enjoy it. The crux of the whole thing, you better listen to me more. The crux of the whole thing, Jesus wants to make you fishers of men. That's the priority in the spirit world. That's the priority in Jesus, that Jesus haven't come back yet. It's not because there's for some other reason. There's somebody you haven't told about it. As soon as you tell that person, things will keep you lined up. Whew. Now watch what happens. Yeah, I got in my Bible. I wrote in my Bible, let down the net and your troubles are over. I wrote in my Bible, you flow with me and you will see. Yeah. Others will catch on. Fall on your knees. Blessing will overtake you.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Catch men. What? Catch men. Forsake every other thing and follow me. All right. The sixth verse. Oh, my God. The sixth verse. Oh, my God. Do I have to read? Oh, my God. Verse six. Oh, my God. This is such a katili moshata. This is such a powerful word, you know. This is such a powerful word. What I'm preaching to you tonight is a takeover.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Listen what he said in his voice. And when, you see it? Read that with me. And when they had this done. Say it again.
And when they had this done.
One more time.
And when they had this done.
What? Done. What he told them to do.
Yes, sir.
They enclosed a few more fishes.
Yeah. No.
A few more things they desired in life. Fighting for a miracle dream. God said, let me give you my vision.
Yes,
sir. I can say it right now. I'm not living the miracle dream. I'm living God's vision, and it make the American dream look like cause drop.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
A great multitude of fish and their net break. A net breaking blessings are waiting on you. And they beckoned unto their partners, which was in the other ship. Let me see where I got ahead of myself. There's something else I want to take you to oh my God. Verses 4 and 6, write in your note. Verses 4 and 6. I gave you what verses 1 through 3 was. He will demonstrate to you what he do and how to do it. Verses 4 and 6 is this is a word-based assignment. This is a word-based assignment. He called him master. He said, we have toiled all night, have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at our word, I will let down the net. Now, the 6th through the 9th verse, I'm going to read them, and I want you to write this down. Doing the works of Jesus, one cannot fail. In life, doing the works of Jesus, one cannot fail in life. Doing the works of Jesus, one cannot fail in life. Remember he said in John 14, 12, the work I do, so you do also in greater work than these you do because I go to my Father. When he said because he go to his Father, he said two specific things. Whatever you ask in my name, I'm going to give you the name of Jesus. And then he said, I'm going to send you another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. He's letting you know how I did what I was doing. I had these things with me. All right? Write this down. You take care of my work, and I'll see to it that you have the best.
Wow.
Verse 6-9, quick, because I got to take you somewhere else for a clothes. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their net brake, and they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that it should come unto come and help them, and they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. when Simon Peter saw it, look what he did. You with me? He fell down. If you got your Bible, look in your Bible. I'm going to cut that board off. He fell down at Jesus' knee, seeing, because you might need to write something in your Bible, seeing, he fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he was what? Astonished, and all that was with him at the draught of fish which they had taken.
Wow.
Look at verse 10 now. And so was also James and John, the son of Zebedee. Wow, man. What this man, who this man is? Which was partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not. Look what he said. Now I want you to underline this, Bob. From henceforth, thou shalt catch men. Catch men. Catch men. What do you mean by catch men? What do you mean by catch men? Thou shalt catch men. The church ain't been catching no men. Personally, how many men you been catching? We ain't talking about being a whole lot either. We're talking about catching men for Christ.
Come on, sir.
How many men? How many women? The Bible said men, but he's talking about women too. How many people have you caught since you've been saved? There are people been saved for 35, 40 years. They come on, I know the Lord. That's all right, baby. But what about a personal one-on-one contact? Not with just your cousin. A promised stranger, the Holy Spirit pricked you to say something to. See, the church don't know nothing about that. I said the church don't know nothing about it. They don't know nothing about that. They don't know about no witnessing. You might have given it. You need the Lord, the Lord, baby. The Lord, good. That's not witnessing.
Come on, sir.
Bring them all the way through. Fear not. I got a revelation just now. Fear not. If you don't start witnessing, you better fear. Because you're failing the Father and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you better start fearing God enough to do what he told you to do.
Yes, sir.
But I can't really answer all your prayers if you don't obey me. You heard this message, now you're accountable. And when they had brought their ship to land, look at verse 11. When they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed him. To do what? To be witnesses and to follow the program, the things of God. For verse 10 and 11, I wrote, now you are ready. That's what it means. Now you are ready.
Yes,
let's look at a moment, the aspect of equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. I didn't know God was going to give me this revelation some 40 years. It's the second part of my vision. You had Word of Life, Christian Center, change the life, people with the Word of God. And then the second part is equipping the body, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. And then we're the home of covenant winners. So look with me in Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And I really didn't get a chance to break down these verses as I should, because the principles start coming up. So I'm going to give you the principles tonight. In the chapter of my little Bible, it says 70 laborers sent forth. Labor, you call them laborers in the harvest. Now, you know, earlier I told you, if you believe this is a disinterested message, you are highly deceived, because this is the message that's about to get your miracle.
Uh-huh. I agree, sir.
All this high tech stuff and all this eloquent speaking, if it's not sending you nowhere, it can't be as powerful as this message.
Yes, sir. Wow.
All this emotional feeling and rocking and rolling, dancing and jumping, if it didn't send you nowhere, it can't touch this message. This is one of the powerful, most powerful messages that you ever heard in your life.
Yes,
this message is not based on feeling. It's based on absolute truth. It's not even based on fact. It's based on absolute truth.
Yes,
all right, you had Luke chapter 10. I'm going to read, then I'm going to give you some principles. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest, Now the harvest there is talking about people, truly is great. Same thing today, but the laborers are few. See it?
Yes,
pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way, and behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoe, and salute no man by the way. And to whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Some people are not going to hear you, but that's all right. I had a man didn't hear me. The other moment, been all night witness to him. He didn't want to hear. He's scared and sneaky and everything else. And in the same hour, a man, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the labor is worthy of his heart, go not from house to house. And to whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come unto you. Now get ready to write this down, because I'm going to close in a little while. I'm preaching almost an hour. Get in your soul daily the vision of God's harvest coming in. Get in your soul daily. Secondly, may the Holy Spirit give the body of Christ evangelism wisdom. Acts chapter 2, 1 through 13, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they went off into evangelism. May the Holy Spirit give the body of Christ evangelism wisdom. Ask him to give it to you. Ask him in your daily prayer, Lord, give me the wisdom of how to win somebody to Christ. You can give him a number. Give me two or three today. I've done it. He always give me a book. Listen very closely. I want you to turn to this passage. Acts 1, 8. Acts chapter 1. The Holy Ghost. Oh, it's coming up in my spirit right now. The Holy Ghost will not fully assist you if you don't witness.
Wow.
I just heard that.
Wow.
That's right.
He can't. He can't.
Wow.
Otherwise, the Holy Ghost is not going to dishonor the Father for you.
Come on, sir.
You want him to do something else. See? You want him to make sure that contract goes through. But the last three people you pass, you were supposed to say something to them.
Wow.
And you're trying to get the Holy Ghost in your hour. Wow. And he's not. He can't. He loves you, but he can't.
Wow.
And you got to have the Holy Ghost to do this. And you know, I just go on teaching. I ain't paying y'all no mind. Y'all on the line or wherever you got somewhere to go, where you going, where you got to go. It don't make no difference. I didn't do what the Lord told me to do. I know what happened. It's about to change the body of Christ.
Amen.
Now, when I got saved 47 years ago, I became a witness. I would tell everybody, my brother saved, anybody come around me. I'm still like that. That's why it's easy for me to win people to Christ, because I never stop.
Yes, sir.
I feel painful for what I've seen over the years and what I know by insight that most Christians don't know how to witness. They don't know how to hang in there.
Come on.
Pray and tell you they're in church. That don't mean they're saved. Pray and tell you they got baptized. That don't mean they're saved.
Come on, sir.
Pray and tell you I take communion. That don't mean they're saved. Nicodemus was a religious man. I'll preach about that for though in the third chapter of John. Jesus said to him, you must be born again. If I'm a witness to you, you got to be born again. Hallelujah. There in Acts 1:8, now it may not be you, but I hear I give it for nothing. Acts 1:8. I give it to him for nothing. I give it to her for nothing. It never been used.
Come on.
Been used by the house and a car. Help my child get through college. Never used it for the purpose I gave it. Acts 1:8. It's never been used in your life. The Holy Ghost has never been used in your life for the purpose I gave him to you.
Wow.
I'm talking to preachers. I'm talking to deacons. I'm talking to ushers. I'm talking to all the Holy Ghost has never been used in your life for what I gave him for you for. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power that after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be
witnesses.
Witnesses. Underline that. Witnesses.
Yes, sir.
Unto me, everywhere you go, both in Jerusalem and all Judah and in Samaria, he's just trying to say, and to the uttermost part of the earth, to whatever parish you're in, whatever state you're in, whatever country you're in, you're supposed to be a witness. That's what I gave the Holy Ghost to you for. You're using them, trying to use them for everything else.
Uh-huh.
Here's the principle that go with that. I decree each one that is listening right now be endued with an anointing to witness. I feel hot oil. Hot oil going down my head now. The Lord is well pleased this night. You're in the pledge of God right now.
Yes,
what did he say? Boy, I feel it hot all. I decree each one that is listening right now be endued with an anointing to witness.
Yes,
put that up in the Amplified Bible, Acts 1:8. So I don't have no pad with me, so Acts 1:8 in the Amplified Bible. Get ready to put in the Passage Bible too, because I want the body of Christ to see this. It's in the Amplified Bible. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judah and Samaria and to the end, the very bounds of the earth. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put it in the passage. Passion, Bob. Passion, isn't it? Passion, yeah. Put it in there. But I promise you this. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will be seized with power. And you will be my messengers to Jerusalem, throughout Judea, the distant province, even to the remotest places on earth. Get the word messenger. Always remember, I'm a messenger. When you get in God's car and start driving, just remember, I'm a messenger. When you put your best outfit on, outfit you've been wanting for the last 4 years, finally got a chance to get it. Get it on and look in the mirror and say, I'm a messenger. Mark 16, 15, 20. I wrote, here is our assignment from Jesus. Got to read that. Here's our assignment, Mark 16. This is an assignment. We can't just drop this for positive thinking and confessing money and all that other stuff. We got to do this. No, God's children, God's going to have him somebody. And that somebody or those somebody is going to make you look like you don't know God. God's going to bless them so much. You say, man, why she did that? She won 14 people to Christ last month. Wow. I'm teaching you the highest spiritual matters besides being born again, because we're talking about being born again, getting people born again, is the highest revelation in the Bible. Wow. It's the greatest thing the Lord have asked you to do. And Satan been trying to push it under the rug, have good church service, come and jump and sing the song, and we bounce and we do the little dance, and nobody saved. I wish you don't sleep tonight. I wish you toss and turn. I wish you punch the pillow and the pillow punch you back. Because we need to know what's going on here. I'm trying to tell you something. The Lord trying to tell us something. That's why I'm not concerned about how people feel about it, because I know what I'm blessing God's people, and I'm telling them the truth, and I don't care what minister don't like it. They're not my souls. You can't lock me out your pulpit because I ain't got to come. I'm just being factual about it, see? Because you just got to tell it, man. You got to tell it. Mark 16, now let me read it. Verse 15. And he said unto them, stay home and build you a nice house and pray, and I'm going to take care of you. Put a red robe in your hair, and I'm just going to go look in the mirror. No, he said to them, go ye into all the world, not in the mirror, and preach the gospel to every creature. That ain't talking about preachers. You a preacher. And he that believeth, he's talking about he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, here's an interruption. Here's a spiritual interruption of miracles, signs, and wonders. The reason we're not having blind eyes open, the reason we didn't have people getting out of the chair, because we left the first part out. We ain't witnessing.
Yes, sir.
We didn't pray 14 hours for the service and nothing happened. Pray in tongue, we fast. Some people got under the bed praying and nothing happened. Because we left the first law out. We left the first witnessing out. We left witnessing out. So that's why I'll teach about it Sunday. That's why the church has not seen the miracles and signs and wonders, because they skipped the first assignment. Mm-hmm. Watch what start happening. Watch how many people are going to call in. People gonna get eyesight. Why? Lady called today. Doctor took off her blood pressure medicine. She wanted me to know. Call my daughter. She said, tell him. She watching right now. Doctor took off her blood pressure medicine. I don't know how long she's been on it, but he told her, no, you don't need this no more. Somebody gonna call here? More, not one. Multitude. Daddy been in a wheelchair for 14 years, got up and walked out while you were preaching. Oh yeah, I'm looking for it. Cause I'm on the man course here now. See, I don't have to make it happen. All I gotta do is preach like I'm preaching right now. He gonna do it.
That's right.
They're gonna come from everywhere. Come to Darryl.
Come on,
son. Yes, sir. So bring wheelchair, then we'll get up, get out of here. We have wheelchairs hanging on the wall.
Come on, son.
Crutches. Because we got a two-man course here. We got witnessing, and then we're preaching the gospel of the kingdom. We're not preaching no poem. Following the gospel of the kingdom are miracles, signs, and wonders. We saw in the fourth chapter just now. And you preach the gospel. Look what he said. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, all of them. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up snakes, serpents. They drink any deadly thing. It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hand on the sick. And the sick shall recover. We've been laying hand to people, just laying hand on people. They've just been lined up, laying hand, and don't teach them nothing. Then they go eat a bunch of crazy things and get the sickness back. Nobody train them. Nobody won't talk about it. You won't look at your negative when you tell a person, watch what you put in your body. Man, come on. They will come, yeah. H-E-R, and be saved. Acts 2, 41 through 42. Your life will expand in the spirit realm and in the mind of God. Look at Matthew 10, 1, 2. I'm going to find a clothing page. Matthew 10. Look at Matthew. Your life will expand in the spirit realm. Your life will expand in the spirit realm and in the mind of God. Now then Matthew 10, 1. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit. Cast them out to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease. Not the name of the 12, they didn't tell the name of the 12. My goodness. Lord, have mercy. Equipped with the word of God, the name of Jesus, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Know that. I'm equipped to be a witness with the word of God, the name of Jesus, and the communion. Now notice that word communion. Communion of the Holy Ghost. John 14, Gospel 10 through 7. How are people going to hear if we don't tell them? Do you know witnessing is the missing ingredient in most Christian lives? Are you ready to fulfill and enjoy your assignment to this world? This is not for volunteer. This is a commission from Jesus. And I close, come son. I close with these words. If this is not for volunteers, this is a command from Jesus. Do you have a choice here? You're going to have to make the change. I'm going to pray with you now so you can make that change. So the Holy Spirit can address you to the point that you're not afraid when you leave out your house tomorrow, wherever you go, be in tune to the Holy Spirit. Very simple. Ask the person, are you born again? Now, I want you to know what born again means. Born again means that I've had a spiritual transaction on the inside of me. I died and I have the life of God in me. Born again is talking about your spirit. It's not talking about your flesh. Sometimes a person will tell you, yeah, but I was born already. Yeah, I've been born. But we're talking about two different birds. I want you to read John chapter 3 and John chapter 4. Read them over and over again to get a clear message from the master teacher. The master teacher showed us how to witness. I may teach some of that on our next session on this subject. But Jesus showed us how to deal. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And then Nicodemus didn't know what born again meant. And Jesus explained to him, he was a great teacher, but he didn't know that. Yeah. Fourth chapter, this woman had a bad life. She had five husbands, and she wasn't married to none. Jesus read her mail, and he showed us how to witness. Sometimes you take something a person dealing with. She was down at the well trying to get some water, and Jesus said, give me a drink. Yeah. And she had racial problem, but Jesus said, give me a drink. Then Jesus told her, Jesus said, well, I can give you water that you'll never thirst again. She said, yeah, but you got no bucket. See, she was in the natural. Jesus said, the water I'm talking about is springing up in the everlasting life. You got that same water.
Yes, sir.
And just take your time. You're not going to be a hero overnight. But go over those notes, go over this tape, listen to it, pray about it in your prayer time tomorrow morning. Don't you pray without talking about this. I command everybody in the sound of my voice, talk, ask the Lord before you ask him for all the other stuff. Ask him to teach you how to witness.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.